You're listening to Here's My Secret. My name is Paiying Vang.
Well, when I first saw her, I was like, wow, this is a gentle giant, because she's so tall and thin and like just, but she's got this really kind face.
As some of you may or may not have noticed, the previous episodes did not cover the stories of oral historians at Sister Story. Moving forward, we will go back to interviewing students who have worked on the oral history project. Jump-starting this direction is Molly Smits of Viterbo University. I did not interview Molly, but as I listened to her interview, I found myself smiling. You can hear the delight in her voice as she talks about her relationship with Sister Nina Shepherd. Here is her story.
My name is Molly Schmitz. I am a senior studio art major with a painting emphasis and a psych minor. And I worked with Sister Nina Shepherd. Sister Nina and I clicked immediately. We had a lot in common, actually, just like our interests. She's a vegetarian. I'm always trying to be a vegetarian. She's just very involved in her community. And whether it's like her prison ministry or just her past of like traveling and being in California and being in El Salvador, a lot of the things that she's done are things that I'm aspiring to do. So I just learned a lot from her in that way. And we both kind of have the same approach towards life. We're kind of like quiet souls in that sense. And she immediately was just so like gentle and welcoming with me, which wasn't surprising because she's a Franciscan, but that kind of just made us click immediately. Well, we would just hang out in a room over at St. Rose Convent, and it was pretty formal. Sister Nina's like very timely. She's very like, she'll get down to business, which I love. And she just started immediately like telling me all about her life, which was cool. Like, you could just tell that she was invested in the project and she immediately like trusted me, which was a really cool gift. And I valued that right away. So I think that she felt that as well. So we just kept going like deeper and deeper into like her story, especially the difficulty of being like in El Salvador, and those kinds of experiences working with the poorest of the poor. That was fascinating, and those were kind of the things that we talked about. She always wanted to know about my life too, which was interesting because I like expected that, but not to the depth that she expected that. So I really enjoyed that part because it was a very equal relationship, even though the project was based on her life. That was very rewarding. When I started talking to her, she's like a go-getter. Like, she's just like, no fuss, I'm gonna get this done. And I love that about her. And like, you can tell she's very disciplined just because she's a musician and has played the violin for so long, and she's still so good. She like never lost it. I don't know, that always kind of told me how disciplined and how like strong she is mentally. And I mean, that translates to her spiritual life and everything else. So you could just see that, and that's something I learned about her that I admire a lot. I think with Sister Nina is very easy. I think sometimes we had a routine, so there were times where that was difficult. Like, life happens and it was hard to like meet all the time, but as far as our relationship, there wasn't really anything difficult in that. It was good. When it was all over, like after we had done the taping and everything, we were both pretty relieved. You could just feel that tension like leave the room. And she looked over at me and she's like, my sister sent me some money, we're going out to eat. And so we went out to eat at this like Mexican restaurant, and we both got our vegetarian burritos. And afterwards she looked at me and she goes, I have some left over, we're going to get ice cream. And it was like, not my decision, we were going. And she like just said, okay, we're each getting two scoops. And it was so funny. And of course, we had to take a selfie because she posts that picture every day on her Facebook. So that was a really good memory because she's just so sweetly pushy in that sense. I don't know how to explain it. Like, she just kind of tells me, like, okay, we're gonna do this, and I can't say no because she's so sweet. Because I met a sister, I learned a lot about who I want to be. I think I just learned a lot about patience and strength and courage, no matter what your situation is. Nina moved a lot and did a lot of different things throughout her life and career. And after Vatican II, she was just kind of called to go do and serve and be out. And she moved back to Washington and California and El Salvador. And I think that that's kind of the type of person I want to be. I want to be a person who can, you know, just kind of roll with the punches and always do the best I can in whatever I'm doing. So I learned a lot of that from Nina.
You're listening to Here's My Secret, a podcast highlighting the stories of women religious and the people who've met and formed a relationship with them. A special thank you to Rocky Pearson and Garrett Tiedemann for your help and hard work in this production.